Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the TR90 Body Burn 30 support call. This call happens Monday through Friday at this time, which for me is 6:40 Pacific Time, 7:40 Mountain Time, 8:40 Central Time, and 9:40 Eastern Time. Thrilled to have you along with us. If you ever miss these calls, you can pick them up on an application called SoundCloud or wherever you get your podcasts. By putting in Frank, F-R-A-N-K, Lomas, L-O-M-A-S, and TR90, or Frank Lomas and Solutions, the digit four, all pushed together as one word. And this archive goes back about 14 years, just a huge amount of information that's located within that. And with that being said, I'm Susan Mann out of Portland, Oregon, welcoming you to the call. Our panel does these calls in support of your TR90 efforts and that TR90 lifestyle. If I come to you with an education background, huge interest in health, nutrition, exercise going back several decades, just because I didn't want to travel down some of the health challenges that my grandparents went down, and so I've done many things to mitigate that over the years. If you're first starting out in the TR90 lifestyle, you will start out with one lean meal a day, two shakes a day, three snacks a day, 30 grams of protein at least three of those meals, taking your supplements 15 to 20 minutes before a meal is best. But if not, do take them with your meals. Incredibly helpful for that. Taking your supplements 15 to 20 minutes before a meal is best, but if you're not able to do that, as I was not able to about 35 to 40% of the time, I took them with my meals. My experience has been it worked just fine. Your results may vary. 7+ servings of fruits and vegetables every single day. Those fruits and vegetables will give you several things. They'll give you macronutrients, which are your proteins, your carbs, your sugars, your fats, your micronutrients, which are your vitamins and your minerals. And the last thing that fruits and vegetables will give you is fiber. Fiber helps in two ways, one of which is with satiety, the other of which is for good digestive health. For good digestive health, men, you need 45 grams of fiber daily. Ladies, we need 32 grams of fiber daily. And if you're getting all that fiber, you'll want to get up and get moving. That 30 minutes of moderate to heavy exercise at least 5 days a week is your bottom baseline minimum. You can always do more than that, but don't do less. And if you're exercising moderately to heavily, you'll need to start thinking about your hydration level, which is the amount of water you have in your body. Your baseline for that is 1 ounce of water for every 2 pounds you weigh. And if you're working out heavily, since you can lose up to a quart in an hour, you will need to offset that with increasing it significantly to make sure you're staying hydrated. And the last thing in all of my studies has shown me is 7 to 9 hours of quality sleep a night. That good quality sleep does what I like to call a series of system resets, which clears out toxins, restores memories, repairs muscles and tissues, sets your brain up for making good decisions. It just does a multitude of fabulous things. So hence, it is really important to get that good quality sleep. And with that being said, today's information is coming out of a book called Eat to Live by Joel Fuhrman, F-U-H-R-M-A-N. He's a medical doctor. And he espouses what he likes to call a nutrarian lifestyle, which means he's going for nutrient-dense things rather than stuff that doesn't have a lot of nutrients. Much of what he espouses actually matches up with the TR90 lifestyle, but today I'm actually sharing some main dish recipes from his book just to give us a little bit of something to think about, kind of switch up our diet a little bit so we're not getting bored with what we're eating. So the first main dish is Asian vegetable stir fry. It serves four. You have 14 ounces of extra firm tofu that has been cubed, 1 teaspoon of Bragg's liquid aminos or low-sodium soy sauce, a quarter teaspoon of crushed red pepper flakes, a half cup of brown rice or wild rice, 2 tablespoons of spike, S-P-I-K-E, which is a salt-free seasoning or other no-salt seasoning, and a quarter cup of unhulled sesame seeds. For your sauce, well, that will be a quarter cup plus 2 tablespoons of 100% apricot fruit spread, a quarter cup of unsalted natural peanut butter or raw cashew butter, 2 tablespoons of fresh chopped ginger. I'd use a microplane to grate it, but that's me. 4 cloves of garlic that are chopped. Again, I'd use a microplane. 4 teaspoons of Dr. Furman's veggie zest or other no-salt seasoning, 1/3 cup of water, 1/4 cup of Dr. Furman's black fig vinegar or a balsamic vinegar, 1 teaspoon of arrowroot powder, I believe that's to thicken the glaze, 1 teaspoon of crushed red pepper flakes. For your vegetables, 2 tablespoons of water, 1 medium onion cut into wedges and sliced into 1-inch strips, 4 cups of small broccoli florets, 2 carrots that have been cut diagonally into 1/3-inch pieces, 4 medium red bell peppers that have been seeded and cut into 1-inch squares, 1 cup of sugar snap peas or snow peas with their strings removed, 2 cups of bok choy cut into bite-sized pieces, 3 cups of fresh mushrooms. They could be shiitake, porcini, and or cremini. Stems removed and have them sliced. 1 pound of fresh spinach. 1/2 cup of raw cashews, coarsely chopped. And 1 1/4 pounds of romaine lettuce, shredded. So for your stir fry, you're going to marinate the tofu for 30 minutes in the liquid aminos, the red pepper flakes, and the spike, which is a seasoning. While the tofu marinates, cook the rice according to the package directions and set aside. Preheat, oh, by the way, if you want to cook up extra rice, you can actually, it freezes quite well when it's frozen, and you can actually freeze it in portion sizes. Preheat your oven to 350, toss the marinated tofu with the sesame seeds, bake the sesame seed-coated tofu in a nonstick baking dish for 30 to 40 minutes until golden. To make the sauce, place all of the ingredients in a food processor or a high-powered blender. Blend until smooth, transfer to a small bowl, and set aside. Heat your water in a large pan. Water saute the onion, broccoli, carrots, bell peppers, and peas for about 5 minutes, adding more water as necessary to keep the vegetables from scorching. Add the bok choy, mushrooms, cover, and simmer until the vegetables are just tender. Remove the cover, cook off most of the water, add the spinach, and toss until wilted. Add the sauce and stir until all the vegetables are glazed and the sauce is hot and bubbly, which is about a minute. Mix in the cashews and the baked tofu. Serve the stir fry over shredded lettuce along with 1/4 cup of rice per person. Note this recipe looks harder than it is. It is well worth the time it takes to make it, and it is great for company. Your variation for stir-fry beans or small pieces of chicken breast or shrimp with the vegetables, so you can actually switch this up a little bit. Our next recipe is bean enchiladas, which also serves 4 people. To 1 medium green bell pepper, seeded and chopped, 1/2 cup of sliced onion, 1 8-ounce can of tomato sauce divided, but no salt, no low-sodium tomato sauce for that, 2 cups of cooked or canned, no salt added, or low-sodium pinto or black beans that have been drained and rinsed, 1 cup of frozen corn, thawed or fresh corn off the cob, 1 tablespoon of chopped fresh cilantro, 1 tablespoon of chili powder and 1 teaspoon of ground cumin, 1 teaspoon of onion powder, and 1/8 teaspoon of cayenne pepper, which is optional, which will give it a little bit of a kick, and 6 to 8 corn tortillas. You saute the bell pepper and onion in 2 tablespoons of the tomato sauce until tender. Stir in the remaining tomato sauce, beans, corn, cilantro, chili powder, cumin, onion powder, and cayenne if you're using it. Simmer for about 5 minutes. Spoon about 1/4 cup of the bean mixture on each tortilla and roll up. Serve as it is or bake for 15 minutes in a 375 degree oven. And I would suggest for that, I would make sure that your corn tortillas, if you warm them up with just a small spritz of oil on each side, they'll roll up much better. That was a trick that I learned from somebody that actually lives in New Mexico. Black bean lettuce bundles. This also serves for 2 cups of cooked or canned, no salt added or low salt, black beans rinsed and drained, 1/2 of a large ripe avocado that's been peeled, pitted, and mashed, 1/2 of a medium green bell pepper seeded and chopped, 3 green onions chopped, 1/3 cup of chopped fresh cilantro, 1/3 cup of mild, no salt added or low sodium salsa, 2 tablespoons of fresh lime juice, 1 clove of garlic minced, I would microplane that, 1 teaspoon of ground cumin, and 8 large romaine lettuce leaves. In a bowl, mash the beans, the avocado together with a fork until it's well blended and only slightly chunky. Add all of the remaining ingredients except for the lettuce and mix. Place approximately 1/4 cup of the mixture in the center of each lettuce leaf and roll up like a burrito. And if you wanted to, you could pressure cook your beans up ahead and have them fully cooked, drain them, and once they've cooled, actually bag them up in portion sizes and keep them in the freezer. They freeze well as well. With that, if you scoot over to Facebook, One Team Global Live at the top of the hour, one of our leaders will be sharing some information on how to build a new skin business. Tomorrow we'll have Frank up. I'll be back on Wednesday with some more main dish recipes to kind of tantalize your taste buds. This is Susan Mann for March 18th, 2020. For signing out. Thrilled to have you along with us. I welcome any thoughts or comments you have, and if you will share those as soon as I take us off mute, I will be delighted. If you're one of our quiet people and would prefer to text me, you can definitely do that at 503-502-4863, and make it a great day. So there we have it, my friends. A few main dish recipes that you can add to your repertoire that will maybe tantalize your taste buds. By the way, if you don't like green bell peppers, you can definitely substitute in the yellow, the orange, or the red ones. But the recipe did call for green, which I think was probably about all that was available back when this book was written. And I like more colors in my food, so I would be opting for different colored bell peppers rather than the green. Since there's no thoughts or comments, I'm going to go ahead and release us. Have a great day. Make it a great day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.